Tehran, Tel Aviv. Iran and Israel are locked in their most intense and direct military confrontation in history, with both nations launching waves of missile strikes and drone attacks. The escalation entered a new phase as Iran activated air defense systems across multiple regions in response to fresh Israeli strikes on Tehran and other strategic targets. Israel, in turn, urged its citizens to seek shelter as it intercepted a renewed barrage of missiles launched from Iran. The confrontation, marked by unprecedented direct attacks, follows Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's pledge to strike every target of the Ayatollah regime, and Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian's vow of a more severe and powerful response if Israeli aggression continued. Israel launched its offensive, reportedly targeting Iran's nuclear facilities, air defense systems, and military command centers. Iran claims that the strikes killed 78 people and injured 320, including top army commanders and senior nuclear scientists. Among the casualties were Mohammad Bagheri, Iran's highest-ranking military officer, and Hossein Salami, commander of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, according to Iranian media. Iran's retaliatory strikes, consisting of drones and ballistic missiles, lit up skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, causing widespread damage. Israeli authorities confirmed that 3 civilians were killed and 76 injured. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant and National Security Advisor Zachi Hanigbi have threatened further escalation. On Saturday, the Israeli military announced that it had struck an underground missile facility in Khorramabad in western Iran and a key oil refinery in the southern city of Kangin. The crisis has drawn urgent calls for de-escalation from world leaders, amid fears the conflict could spiral into a full-scale regional war. The conflict also derailed a scheduled round of U.S.-Iran nuclear talks that were set for Sunday. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi declared that negotiations cannot continue under Israeli bombardment, blaming Israel for undermining diplomatic efforts and pushing the region into a dangerous cycle of violence. Oman, a key mediator, confirmed that the nuclear talks have been suspended. Airspace across Iran and Israel remains closed, with several regional countries including Jordan, Syria, and Lebanon temporarily suspending flights before gradually reopening their airspace on Saturday. Tehran has warned Britain, France, and the United States against military involvement, threatening retaliatory action if they assist Israel.